Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A big storm heading from the Midwest to the East Coast as many Americans wrap up their holiday time off. Air travel is at record highs and passengers are already dealing with thousands of flight delays this weekend.
If you are hoping to travel between now and Monday, you probably want to have a plan B in your back pocket. This is the final weekend of the holiday season that set a record for air travel, and this storm is already wreaking havoc.
ABC's Alex Perchet. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday. He's lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta, then to Washington, where he'll lay in state under the Capitol Dome, a funeral where President Biden will deliver a eulogy, and then back to Georgia for his burial. New York City launching its controversial congestion pricing program at midnight, charging most drivers entering the busiest part of Manhattan $9. The plan is meant to reduce traffic while raising money to improve the city's mass transit systems. This is ABC News. There appears to be a new offensive by Ukrainian forces in Russia's Kursk region.
Russian officials and military bloggers say Ukraine has launched a new offensive inside Russia's Kursk border region. Ukraine seized a foothold in Kursk back in August, but had been losing ground. Now Russian military accounts say Ukrainian troops went on the attack on Sunday morning with substantial forces towards three villages. Videos posted by Russian bloggers appear to show columns of Ukrainian armored vehicles advancing. A Ukrainian military official has confirmed to ABC the operation is underway. The head of Ukraine's presidential office wrote there is good news from Kursk. Russian war reporters say the offensive was expected, but that there is now difficult fighting. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
President Biden will sign the Social Security Fairness Act today, boosting benefits for retired public employees like teachers and firefighters. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin ended 2024 on a high note when it comes to clean energy, exemplified by a first-of-its-kind energy dome and approval for the largest solar project in state history. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Together, the Columbia Energy Storage Project and the Vista Sands Solar Project are expected to generate enough energy to power more than 200,000 Wisconsin homes. In a state that imports about 70% of the energy it uses, Oliver Schmitz, Associate Dean of Engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says projects like these are key to reducing that number.
In terms of the priorities, it's not only to realize clean energy as an energy source for the entire population, but also to leverage the opportunities that come with the clean energy technologies.
Opportunities like using Wisconsin's strong manufacturing base to work toward clean energy projects, he adds. Other areas include new careers and workforce, a reduction in pollutants that contribute to climate change, and lower energy costs across the state. Though Wisconsin ranks around the middle of the pack nationwide for clean energy development, he believes the most important component in recent advancements is community involvement.
Many of this technology discovery is community driven. So people who consume energy, the communities out in the state, are thinking about what is the fit for our community.
He says now the state would do well to focus on its baseload capacity or replacing coal plants with equivalent units of continuous energy. The state announced this month a second delay of Columbia County's coal plant retirement. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, but frigid temperatures today in the lower teens for highs, but the wind chills between 15 and 20 below thanks to a light north breeze. Tonight, mostly clear skies near zero. Monday, sunshine with highs middle teens. Right now, it's 4.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is a best of 2024 episode, and we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back and we'll see you in 2025. So everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy all the holidays and Happy New Year. And hope you come up with a New Year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a New Year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's, you know? Like, I've already broken my New Year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that, okay? And that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you, all right? So real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So if you have any last-minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey. Can go see some drones. Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And yeah, before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripescast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripescast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm gotcha?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. It was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew. I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. And the first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a, you know, a peon, like running back. If you do college,
if you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard, hard job.
But, but yeah, so I was, well, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw her on TV, just like I was looking up, because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors televisions like all next to you once the show starts, so you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right.
Post-traumatic news disorder.
Oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And yeah. And so by the time we went on a first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're going to get married now. So,
yeah. So I think we might have like,
What's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. You're couple buffering.
Okay, am I wrong?
Whatever she doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think
our
first kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So, I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could like listen. I'm going to explain this to people, and they're going to be okay with this, okay? Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date. But people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. One that we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process early.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary, and I sort of like...
It's in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim, like, and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them. And we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch
downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, Notting Hill, refresh my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted
what it seems as though is that Kim is Penn, your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy.
I would say potentially that like we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made.
Then
we had a date like a few days later, or a few, like I got some time off at work and we went on a date, and I bought a shirt for it, and I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, myself.
Bro, it's,
that's yeah. Kim.
I had to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January. Upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place? Huh?
Well, if it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even, I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh,
so
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida, because I hope to God that person isn't, that didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and you just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. I didn't. Gosh. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay. Yes. Okay. This changes things now. This changes things. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know, because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. But okay, let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh dear! Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord. Shoot. Oh,
that's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yep. You're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over toilet explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah. There was a problem with the toilet due to, quote, prior incidents. So
it wasn't me. it was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
Well, golf. AR-15 rifle, beer can. I'm gonna say Florida again. I'm just gonna say Florida again.
Yep, your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah, that. Yep, that's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. This could and the picture. I wish I could show you. I mean, actually, the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too. But a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. Confronted the driver. Yeah, I confronted him about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play big buck hunter, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot, that would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
You're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay,
just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it, and that's exactly what they've been doing, okay? So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven, all right?
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope. Yeah. It is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair? Yeah. It's a recliner?
No, a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same recliner. Sort of... Yeah, recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right, Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
Thank you.
Stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So, well, here's the thing. That. Charlie comes out here once in a while. Spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest.
Well,
I make your bed?
There's three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my, house in Milwaukee, in my duplex?
Oh,
and you got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there.
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I'm assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I did
see. Those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. I'll yeah, show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
I won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
you,
the...
you might want to wash them sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what,
well,
frankly...
Wall them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, ah, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early, very early in the morning.
Is this the normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
talking
happy.
Sheets.
I think sheets I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before. Do not touch those. What? Oh, do not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But like,
so you're, I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed.
But
I'm so bad at it. But, it gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically,
you know?
It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do
beds.
This. Let's
We've
do
been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
We always root for... We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know, and they're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground. Some people hit it hard and you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like, I hope you're okay. Because there's been some pretty like loud ones and everyone's like, oh God.
So, yeah, I mean, that Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race. It's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did they let you go down
it? I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But you go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing. So it surprised me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing.
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turned their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think. Okay, I get it. Because the Dodger reporter a few years ago like broke his forearm and like, ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down, and at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of
and there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah. Retirement kind of a thing.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A Hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like, actual skin? My baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's
I,
good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do. I don't know if I want to do that.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A big storm heading from the Midwest to the East Coast as many Americans wrap up their holiday time off. Air travel is at record highs and passengers are already dealing with thousands of flight delays this weekend.
If you are hoping to travel between now and Monday, you probably want to have a plan B in your back pocket. This is the final weekend of the holiday season that set a record for air travel, and this storm is already wreaking havoc.
ABC's Alex Prochet. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday. He's lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta, then to Washington, where he'll lay in state under the Capitol Dome, a funeral where President Biden will deliver a eulogy, and then back to Georgia for his burial. New York City launching its controversial congestion pricing program at midnight, charging most drivers entering the busiest part of Manhattan $9. The plan is meant to reduce traffic while raising money to improve the city's mass transit systems. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Another loss at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Portland Trail Blazers 105-102. Milwaukee had the lead with under a minute to play, but let it slip away. The Bucks have now lost four of their last five games to teams with records below 500. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It's frustrating watching us play, you know, and it's on both ends. Defensively, we're getting beat off the dribble over and over again, getting beat off the glass. Offensively, I don't see us playing with much pace. We're not getting in the paint much. We're not playing in the house. We had a beautiful stretch. I think it was the beginning of the fourth. We didn't make any of the shots, and that's who we are.
The Bucks head to Toronto to play the Raptors tomorrow night. The Wisconsin Badgers hockey teams competed in the Frozen Confines tournament held at Wrigley Field. The women skated to a 3-3 tie against Ohio State, the men losing in overtime 4-3 to Michigan State. NFL, Packers hosting the Bears. We'll have a recap of the game tonight. The Packers placing Jair Alexander on IR after having knee surgery last Tuesday. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly sunny skies, but frigid temperatures today in the lower teens for highs, but the wind chills between 15 and 20 below thanks to a light north breeze. Tonight, mostly clear skies near zero. Monday, sunshine with highs middle teens. Currently 5 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl
Daniel Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year.
We're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A Hooter? Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like,
actual skin?
My baby. No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like very young. Very.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Very.
Just came out, kind of.
Huh? Yeah. I was like, ah.
Wow.
So I don't know if I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird one, man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right. And right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around. Just right on the back.
Right on the back.
Back of the shirt. But
yeah, back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good. Because there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah.
And then back of the shirt. Signature's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's weird, but it's like it's just like unique. It's a little. Sign a baby.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of, I mean, you name it. You've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice, but
have you signed a man boob?
I feel like most things. Yeah. I've had someone get it, like had signed somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh, wow.
All kinds of things, which, you know, cool. You know?
Have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off-roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I would do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed pectorals on mostly males, believe it or not. I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And, I've signed a prosthetic leg. Couple of them, actually.
I think I've done that, too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that? Now you said it. Now people.
You yanked it, but we got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay.
In the air.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching, because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it, though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, if like you haven't really thrown off, people don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground. Is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it, they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope. You know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound, and then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it, is honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of embarrassment though, like let's rank it. Okay.
That's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great, but if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Is that fair?
You don't want to put it in the dirt.
Yeah.
But you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch, you know, like if it's catchable, you're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher.
here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps.
I'm not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How old
point?
Are you, Mary? Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
And she's 66. I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66. I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen. We have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
you out there, maybe... There's someone who's seeking a gal like you, so let's build your dating profile. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just listen. Be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie.
Yeah,
is right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my God.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to know.
I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my God.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Save me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap, Charlie.
Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves animals.
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary
That's
loves
right.
animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say Reagan. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he acts like a puppy.
Dogs can live till they're 25.
Really?
Shut
yes.
Up.
What Mary, kind? No, I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Well, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
In 0.9 okay. miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little All right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No,
is this East State?
No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign. Turn left on East State.
All
right. He's got
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know? Oh, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't.
Mary! Do not
distract the driver.
Fellas,
you want him to quit? Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying, you came into the living room and you looked down at him.
Yep.
And all you said was, "Doesn't look good."
That's not all.
There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live. And I lost. I took an hour, Rufus took 5 hours, and that damn dog's still alive. All right, well, we got pulled over, folks.
What the hell? You weren't speeding, were you?
No.
Maybe he knows Charlie. Oh.
It's her fault. Yeah, did you say you didn't expire registration on the vehicle?
I knew it.
What?
You got an expired registration. Who didn't do it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
It's expired. It's of last year.
What? License plate?
Yep.
I guess the new sticker fell off.
Gotcha. Are you trying to bribe me here? What's going on with the money?
You got money out?
No, but
that
I
was for Culver's, allegedly.
Yeah, this is for...
Now we won't be able
Grandma,
to
stop trying to bribe him.
No, but I didn't put the sticker on.
That works in
Lapin.
It doesn't work in Portage.
No, you got a 23 sticker on. It's not 24 on.
I put the new sticker on, but... It must have fell off or something.
Well, even when you run the plate, it still comes back to spike.
23?
Yep.
Oh,
she ever paid for the...
I must not have even...
It won't tell us that. It just says if it's expired.
Did you want to take her in?
Take her in.
So I know. I got a nice pink ones here.
All picked up.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You no longer won $30 in this car.
So why did
I'll
you
put it in my brassiere.
Policeman money?
Yeah.
I had it out for the ice cream.
Oh.
Here.
I wasn't giving him money. That's the $30 you handed me, Mary.
This is only 20.
There's Charlie. A 30 and a 10. A 20 and a 10.
Unfold it, Mary.
I did.
Mary, there's a 10 right there, Mary.
Well, keep it for the ice cream.
No, I think...
We might not be getting ice cream.
I don't get a rip. We're having ice cream.
Ice cream's only for good boys and girls that pay for their registration.
Honest to God, I don't believe this. And I don't pay attention to it, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, it was one of them things that...
When was it due? 23.
June 5th.
Yeah, but what month?
June 5th of 23. Yeah, so it's about a year.
Oh,
over
here.
Here we go.
Here's the insurance.
We got that. That's actually up to date.
Give that back to you.
Okay.
Is Cecilia?
Yeah.
Is your address still up to date and everything in the DOT?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I've only been here 60 years.
Fair enough. I don't have a printer in my car. I got an old car. Unfortunately, I gotta send you a ticket in the mail, okay?
Okay.
If you wish to fight it, it'll be in the top left of it, okay?
We're fighting.
When I get back and I get that thing, and how much is the ticket?
I think it's like $98.
She just lost that at the casino, so I don't...
But then I gotta go back and win it all.
You gotta turn around, guys.
No, I'll get it from Charlie.
Yeah, all right, that's how it's gonna go.
Questions for me at all.
No, we're all good.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Take her easy, guys. Enjoy Culver's.
Hey. I still would like to see you use those pink cups.
But, Mary, that's sexual harassment of an officer. All right, sorry. We're going to go before we get more.
The fuzz wore off on it. Take her easy, guys.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for the big ticket.
Nothing like
$100.
Mary.
A lot. We lost more money.
You know,
yeah, Mary.
Yeah,
Mary wanted them to take her away.
Mary, I think you should pay it because you won.
I think you should pay it too, Mary.
I'll end up paying it regardless.
Well, here I didn't think we had a podcast, and now Mary tries to sexually harass an officer, tries to bribe him with sex.
Oh, here's
Connor's. Big one now.
Grandma tries to bribe him with money.
I didn't know. I wasn't doing that.
Why
just had it in my hand.
Money, Sue?
I had it in my hand from when you handed it to me.
Oh, so now someone's not buckled, you know.
I'm not.
At least the insurance is up to date.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to Culver's.
Well, that's
a big old wet blanket, big $98 wet blanket.
This is going to be an expensive.
I got my fresh for you today.
What's that?
What can I make fresh for you today?
Oh, make fresh. Nice. We're looking for some ice cream. What do you guys want?
Ice cream cone. I want an ice cream cone.
Could I get one ice cream cone?
No,
more
than that.
Of what flavors? We got vanilla, chocolate in the same cone.
Twist.
And then a
mint
cookie.
I'll have the twist.
She'll have the twist.
Mm-hmm. And can I get a sugar cone?
We have a cake cone and waffle cone.
Yeah, the waffle cone.
The waffle cone, gotcha.
Twist and a waffle cone.
All the same.
Two of them.
Make it easy.
So two twists and a waffle cone.
What's a twist?
Mary?
It's vanilla and chocolate mixed.
Well, I'll have the twist.
So three twists and a waffle cone. Do you guys have the walleye, right? No, you don't.
We do not have walleye.
Okay. And then could I do a chocolate... malt or a shake, chocolate shake. Here, 20? That's for the ticket.
Charlie, just
take. Oh, Charlie, really?
Yeah, I don't.
Don't.
Oh.
So keep that back. I will pay for
Shut
the
up,
ticket.
Shut up, Mary.
No,
Shut
he's
up.
Paying for the. He wants to pay for the ticket. Let him.
Yeah. See, that's how you handle that, Mary. Hello.
Charlie.
Yeah.
All right. That's gonna be $17.89.
There you go.
How'd she know your name was
that?
Do we have
seniors
in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we get a discount for them or no?
Charlie included.
All
three
right.
Three of them.
We just.
I wish I could, but I can only do it once.
Oh, only one. We just got a ticket from the local expired license. Do you guys have an expired tags discount? All right. That's all right.
But the senior discount helps.
That's good. That's
because this should make you guys feel better after getting
Yeah, there. That's true.
Charlie, thank you. Are you sure you want to pay for that ticket?
Yeah. Thank you.
You should be bringing the cones out.
All right.
You want some napkins?
You guys want napkins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll need napkins. Thank you very much. There you go. There's the napkins. All right. Oh, here we go. Yes, yep, there's one. Thank you. There you go, Lois. Did you want dinner from it? You want a burger here, Lois? I can order one right now. Okay, thank you.
Do you have any napkins?
We got napkins. Thank you so much.
Can I have some more napkins?
Oh,
napkins?
Boy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Jane doesn't have one. Lois,
thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Mary?
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Mary,
thank you.
There you go. All right, well, what lessons did we learn here, guys?
Not to speed.
Don't speed. I wasn't speeding, Lois.
No, but the lesson we learned is to make sure that your license plate is up to date.
Don't blame your grandma for being pulled over.
Do you remember when Grandma said that it was up to date, and he was like, actually, I ran the place. The sticker did not fall off. Yeah. It wasn't a defective stick on the sticker. I got pulled over for having expired plates also this year, and I had a gun in the car.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
And the police officer took my picture, and he let me off with nothing.
You're kidding.
I have a warning.
Why didn't this guy take your picture?
Because you told him to put the pink cuffs on? You pervert.
No. I told him to put the pink cuffs on too. I told him to take you away, and he said, I do have pink handcuffs.
He does have pink handcuffs. Mm-hmm.
And then you asked him to use the handcuffs before he left. Remember that?
On Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Not on himself.
I can rewind the tape, Mary.
Did we tape that?
It was all on tape.
Oh, good.
That's taped.
Mm-hmm. $100.
Well, I'll tell you this much. That I will now be aware every year whether or not I get that in the mail.
Culver's is good.
We'll take my car next time.
Yeah, somebody better offer to take a car. That's me.
It's quite the Baron's move, though.
So, Charlie, you got picked up, too?
Yeah, I got pulled over.
Did you tell him your thing fell off, too?
I said, oh, it's not? I played dumb. I really didn't know. I don't pay attention to that, you know?
Nor do I.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Well...
Charlie. Oh, I feel bad.
For what?
Because I spoiled the day by not having my car up to par.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, nobody cares. Victimless crime.
I'm so glad you weren't speeding.
Yeah, me too. Double the fun right there. Well, Portage's finest. Can't let sneak anything past that.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not going to Portage ever again.
We put that guy through the ringer. We tried to bribe him. Mary tried to handcuff him to her bed. That fella wasn't gonna budge.
I wasn't talking. Charlie, I asked if he could.
Yeah, it's all on tape, Mary. It's on this tape, and it's on his body cam.
He doesn't have a body cam.
He did. I was looking at it. Beautiful day, guys. Beautiful day.
It is.
It only cost Charlie $1,000 today.
You have an expensive grandma, Charlie.
Now we go to Los Angeles, where I was shooting a Target commercial with my buddy Miles Montplaisir, Penholderness, and Taylor Kalmus, the husbands of Target. And we did a little podcast in my hotel room. Here is episode 211.
We are here in Los Angeles, Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target. And he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what?
Each?
I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think I think I can be where the questions asked, like what each person said.
That's a good question.
I think you said it was, you're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also going to do a music video.
Yeah.
Which got like 12
views. So, if I go back. I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them, months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you needed to do collabs. He's like, oh, what about that?
Larry, yep.
Yeah, and then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first.
I was his first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first.
I was.
Collab.
No, he's been around the block. Yeah, I was a collab virgin.
And just say
really.
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Well, I collab with my wife. Know? Like that's like the way our channel works is.
Yeah, well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well,
that's true.
It
works out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo. My wife is from Fargo, so I was up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral. And then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that
clout. In my defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I ignored you.
No, yeah. I'm really bad at that portion
So what
was your response, Charlie?
My response? Well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. What? You were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over Lake Butamore. Mm-hmm. And we were talking.
I was facing south.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The recent deadly vehicle attack in New Orleans has many renewing their security on national security and overseas threats. Former chair of the House Homeland Security and Foreign Affairs Committee, Republican Michael McCaul, telling ABC's This Week.
You really have two types of threats. One is operational. The other one is inspired attacks radicalized over the internet. They're both equally lethal, and they need to be focused on to stop it.
More than 60 million Americans under alert as a massive winter storm is set to bring heavy snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions from the Midwest to the East Coast over the coming days. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday with a funeral motorcade from his hometown of Plains, Georgia, to the Carter Center in Atlanta, where he's lying in repose. The public honoring him, viewing going on right now. The former president's remains will be moved to Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning. This is ABC News.